Shalom Chevra. Today we're going to discuss the Kenyan Torah of Miut Shena. Every single one of us is involved in a very complex partnership. That is the partnership of Neshama and Guf, of body and soul. We all obviously have bodies, which are the house for our souls. And that's very important in this physical world that we live in, because our soul on its own would not be able to perform many mitzvot, would not be capable of learning Torah, so our guf is what really allows our neshama to realize its full potential. But of course, conceptually we understand that it's not meant to be an equivalent partnership. Our neshamas are, so to speak, using our gufim. Our neshamas are a senior partner, and our gufim are a junior partner, maybe even a secretary. But unfortunately, it's very difficult to maintain this perspective in the physical world that we live in. Because we're challenged. You know, you still have to take care of the secretary, give him a holiday bonus, pay for their lunch. The challenge of tending to our guf and providing the guf with its basic needs for survival, so that challenge is one that unfortunately many people fail in. And they head down a slippery slope where ultimately they end up prioritizing their physical existence over their spiritual one. This is obviously something which we find in regards to food and eating, where people, beyond just eating to sustain their bodies, make an entire culture out of eating and food. But I think it's certainly the case as well when it comes to sleeping. Our bodies need a certain amount of sleep to remain functional. But for so many people, sleep is an activity. You know, we've all heard the perspective, we've maybe even had the perspective of, oh, I got nothing to do on a long summer Shabbos afternoon, so I'll take a 6-hour nap. And of course, who doesn't appreciate a good 12-hour schluff on a winter Shabbos night? Obviously, it's a tremendous waste of time. We were placed in this world to produce, to be productive, not to sleep our lives away. But the Maharal says that on a deeper level, what's wrong with this approach to sleep is that when we sleep like as an activity, we are distorting the partnership between neshama and guf. Because sleep is one of the most physical acts that we can engage in. And the more that one is drawn to sleep, the further he distances himself from spirituality. And possibly in response to this, you'll find that among the Gedolim, the Tzaddikim of the generations, there were many who embraced the words of Chazal of being Memayit Beshena, of minimizing sleep, in the literal sense. And they survived and lived their entire lives with extremely little sleep. You know, there's a story told about Rav David Rappaport, the author of the famous Sefer on Kodshim, Mikdash David. So Rav David Rappaport came to a town, and he rented a room in an attic for a period of time. And when the time came to pay up the landlord, he saw his bill, and it was double what he had stipulated at the beginning of the term. He asked the landlord why that was, and the landlord went on to explain. Usually the price that I gave you, that's assuming the normal usage of my regular tenants. You know, during the day, they're active in the apartment, but at night they sleep. But I heard you. And you were pacing around and walking around the apartment at night as much as you were during the day. It seemed like you never slept. So that's why I charged you double, because you used it double what everyone else does. And you'll find this by many tzaddikim, that they're renowned for the lack of sleep. They really did the utmost to maximize the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. And that certainly is one valid, although very, very difficult, perspective on sleep. But someone once asked the Chazon Ish how much he should sleep, and the Chazon Ish told him 8 hours. And the questioner responded, Chazal say the Torah is nicknamed by Miut Shena. And the Chazon Ish said, yeah, this is Miut. It's what your body needs. Don't sleep any more than that. And so you see that there are different perspectives, and it's an area of Avoda where there are different Madrigos, and everyone has to decide for themselves what is healthy to aspire to. But there is one overarching principle. The Gemara in Sukkah quotes a statement of Rav. Rav says, "Asur la'adam lishon b'yom, It is usher for a person to take a nap to sleep during the day. Yoser mishenas hasus. Longer than the duration for which a horse sleeps. And he goes on to explain that is shisin nishmi. So Rav, very peculiar. He wants to tell us how long one should not sleep for during the day. And he says kishenas hasus. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Reish Laman Aleph uses this phrase as well to paskin this halacha. He says if a person can't learn during the day below shenas tzarayim without an afternoon nap, they should sleep. As long as they don't take too long of a nap, says the Shulchan Aruch, she'asr lishen b'yom yoser mishenas asus. A person should not sleep any longer than a horse generally sleeps. So it's very strange. Why shenas asus? Why was that necessary to include in the lashon of Rav and in the Shulchan Aruch? Why not just say shishen nishmi? What are Chazal trying to communicate in saying kishenas asus? So you'll find that in the Mechilta and Parshas Bishalach, the pasuk of sus v'rochva rama v'yam, the Medrash actually tells us that sus v'rochvo, a horse and its rider, is in fact a mashal to the neshama and the guf. The guf is the horse, and the rider is the neshama. Just as a rider rides a horse to be able to get from point A to B to be able to accomplish, so too, the neshama rides upon the guf to be able to be productive and to fulfill its mission in this world. So what emerges from this mechilta, that a sus is really a mashal to the guf, and the rochev is a mashal to the neshama. So after you could understand the lashon of Chazal of Rav, that it's usher to sleep during the day more than shenas asus, Rav is telling us that we are supposed to view our bodies merely as a sus, merely as a means, as an agent to enable the productivity of our neshamos, of our spiritual lives. And therefore, when one comes to determine how long he should sleep for, he should do so with the perspective that his body is merely a sus, and that during the day, if we're sleeping, it's merely to allow our neshamos to function further. And therefore, one can only sleep kishenas asus, not more. Maybe that's the omek upshot in Rav's words, that if we have the perspective that our body is a sus and we are the rochev, we are the rider, obviously we know that the rider controls the horse. If the horse ever controls the rider, usually it ends in very bad. So we should always try to maintain control of the horse upon which we are riding to make sure that our neshama remains the senior partner, the horse, the junior partner. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do so, if we maintain the proper balance in this partnership, in the shutzfus, then this partnership will continue to flourish and prosper. Hatzlacha Rabbah, guys.